In northern Iraq, on the sidelines of Sunday's national election, there will be another vote. A group of ethnic Kurds has organized a referendum on independence from Baghdad. More than 1,000 volunteers plan to set up referendum polling centers, trying to give a chance to voice Kurdish separatism. NPR's Ivan Watson has that story from the city of Erbil.
In a crowded assembly hall, hundreds of Kurds applauded today after a meeting that finalized preparations for their campaign to promote an independent Kurdistan. The Kurdistan referendum movement has added an unexpected twist to the Iraqi elections. The group is trying to piggyback on the national vote. They are planning to set up separate referendum voting booths outside more than 400 polling stations in Kurdish communities across northern Iraq. The referendum ballots are already printed, in Kurdish, of course, and they offer Kurds the following question.
You want the Kurdistan to be a part of Iraq, such as now, or independence Kurdistan?
Shamal Hawazi is one of the movement's leaders. He says the Kurds should have been granted independence more than 80 years ago, when Britain created Iraq out of the ruins of the Ottoman Empire.
What has been done before by force by the British Empire, now we want to dismantle it in a democratic and peaceful way, because we don't want to be a part of Iraq again.
Most of the volunteers here are students who barely speak Arabic. They have been raised on stories of Saddam Hussein's ethnic cleansing and gassing of the Kurds. After more than a decade of semi-autonomy, they don't want anything to do with Iraq's Arab majority. I'm a Kurd. I'm not an Iraqi, says 17-year-old Rukhsar Rasul. Her friend, 21-year-old Ilhan Amin, agrees.
I will be very unhappy and uncomfortable if we are forced to live with the Arabs.
Last month, the Kurdistan referendum movement delivered a petition with 1.7 million signatures to the United Nations, appealing for the Kurds' right to self-determination. But the referendum movement has not been publicly endorsed by the Kurdish leadership. The two main Kurdish political parties say they are committed to a unified Iraq as long as Kurdish autonomy is guaranteed. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Erbil in northern Iraq.